On the 19th of March, on the 4th anniversary of the start of the war in Iraq, members of Iraq Veterans Against the War walked the streets of occupied Washington simulating a combat patrol in occupied Baghdad. Volunteers dressed as Iraqi civilians were hooded, shackled, and generally roughed up. This was reenacted at Union Station, the U.S. Capitol, the Mall, the White House, and that Army recruiter at 13th and L Street that had their window broken back in January. That window has still not been fixed, so it was only possible to line hooded detainees up against one of the two windows.
Get on the ground! Get down now! Get down now! Get the fucking pavement! Get your pavement!
Get
on the pavement!
Get down! Get your head over here!
Put your hands
over here! Get out!
And all of the civilians are being detained. The hoods are going on right in front of Armed Forces Recruiting at 13th and L.
Don't move! You move one more time, I'm going to shoot you in the face! Keep it going!
Funny to kill an American soldier?
You're my wrist! Why are you doing that?
Put your head down!
Shut up! If I have to shoot you, I will! Shut up!
Wanna fucking look at me? It won't do to you. Here you go.
Got 9 detainees, mostly hooded, right in front of the military recruiter's office with signs saying things like, do you have what it takes to fill this uniform? Navy, let the journey begin. That is, of the two recruiting center windows, the one that was not broken by the black block on January 27th, the damaged window is still not repaired.
Needless to say, some of the cops weren't too happy to see soldiers walk on the streets in a combat patrol, even without any weapons. A lot of people were really surprised to see something like this, cops included. One of the cops by the Capitol when we started on Capitol Hill was always shadowing us with an M16.
All right, they're out here doing this action, whatever, filming. It's not authorized out here. When you get off base between us and do it, right? That's the same thing as making a film out here.
Well, it's not really a film. It's more like a small demonstration, which we were told was fewer than 19. Well, the other day we were at
making a film my 6 o'clock, more like them cops just don't like having soldiers exercising around the Capitol and the White House. You know, if I were a politician that treated the military the way Bush and Republican members of Congress and Blue Dog Democrats treat the military, I'd be really worried about seeing soldiers in the streets. For more than just a simulation of the war, I'd be worried about seeing tanks in the streets. I'd be worried about my job. Speaking of Blue Dog Democrats, while everybody was at the press conference at the Cannon Building, I was able to interview some Code Pink members about their plans to distribute dog bones to the pro-war Blue Dog Democrats.
War can't buy me a war. Which one's billions more for war? Keep up the bloody fight. Which one's billions more for war? We know that's just not right. Congress, Congress can't buy me war, can't buy me war, war, can't buy me war.
Oh yeah, I can. Yeah. So what's the plan? Well, several different groups have plans today. These military families speak out are going to visit Pelosi right now. The Iraq veterans are going to continue Operation First Casualty and head out throughout the Capitol. Code Pink, we're heading to the Blue Dog Democrats who say they're concerned about balancing the budget and stopping the debt, but yet they keep funding this war. So we're going to take them dog bones to give them a little treat to stop funding the war. And we got a little poem that we're going to sing to them. So it ought to be fun. They need some pressure on them.
I love that with the dog bones.
Yeah.
That's what they ought to be eating for dinner tonight after what they've been doing.
Well, we got to get creative to really get the message to people that we mean business.
What about encouraging the general public to start sending dog bones to them?
Yeah, send dog bones to the Blue Dog Democrats.
All you listeners out there, just go to Google and type in...
Yeah. Blue Dogs.
Blue Dog Democrats. That's who you want to send the dog bones to.
That's who you want to send the dog bones to.
We want to send the dog bones to Democrats who are supporting this.
Keep it fine.
contact again.
Over. Eagle 5, we got one man down. Critical condition. We need an evac. Over.
Let's
Roger,
go.
Roger. We can't stay here. We gotta move. We gotta move. Let's get up.
At the end of the day, everybody went out to Arlington Cemetery, where the veterans played taps and lined up in formation in tribute to their fallen friends. People who they knew and served with, who will never come home from Iraq. And in hopes that no more soldiers will be sent to Iraq to die, maybe to be buried at Arlington, but never to return home alive. Over 3,000 Americans have already died in this war. Hundreds of thousands of Iraqis. It is time for this war to end.